Hello and welcome back to Even More News, the first and only news podcast. My name's Katie Stoll.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
That's it.
My name's Cody Johnston.
Gobble, gobble, Cody Johnston. Yes. And today we are joined again by...
Gobble. Hi, I'm Dave.
Gobble, gobble, Dave.
Gobble, Dave.
Gobble, Dave. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for having me on.
Gobble, Dave, and gobble, gobble, Cody. Thrilled to have you both here today as we join together to celebrate Thanksgiving. That's right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble.
We're going to just say gobble, gobble for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And
gobble,
you're going to listen.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah.
Look. Okay. Look.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. You know, the House has ended their public impeachment hearings and preparing to move forward. ICE made a fake university to catch and deport immigrants. John Bolton keeps threatening bombshells. The world is simultaneously burning and running out of water. Insects are going extinct. We're on track to warm more than 3 degrees by the end of the century. The Democratic primary process is both dragging on and somehow just getting started. The administration is reportedly mulling deporting asylum seekers to the Honduras starting in January. The president's pardoning both turkeys and war criminals. Guys, this is Thanksgiving.
It is.
It is.
We love you so very much.
We do. Gobble, gobble.
So that this week, instead of all that, we're going to focus on some gratitude and positivity and maybe dig into some positive news stories if they're out there.
Yeah, good luck.
You know, won't that be fun?
It'll be fun.
It would be
fun. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. Forget I said that first stuff that I said.
Oh, okay.
And only focus on the other stuff. But before we do that, I just want to say how grateful we are to have not one, but two sponsors with us this week. Skillshare and BetterHelp.
Speaking of sponsors... one of the two is Skillshare,
okay.
By which Even More News is brought to you. Skillshare is offering Even More News listeners 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. To sign up, go to skillshare.com/news.
Also, thanks to BetterHelp for supporting Even More News. For 10% off of your first month, go to betterhelp.com/morenews. Cool.
Cool. Those promo codes are slightly different, so make sure you do the right ones.
Rewind by 15 seconds and jot them down. Make sure they're organized.
Tap the back button so it skips back.
People are taking notes, right?
People are taking notes. I expect you to, especially if you're driving in your car in holiday traffic.
Even More News brought to you by the Notes app.
Take some notes. You're not moving fast. You can.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Eyes
on the road, hands on the wheel.
Let's talk a little bit about gratitude stuff. I asked you guys both to prepare some things that you're grateful for. I'm going to go first, though.
I'm grateful for that.
Thank you for saying so. I appreciate your gratitude.
Yeah.
Well, I guess before I talk about gratitude, I just want to mention, I'm going to make it real for a second and say that I know that the holidays are hard. And we all know that. You listening, maybe you're having a hard day. It's not easy. Sometimes you can't be with your family. Sometimes you can, and that sucks. Sometimes some of us have lost people. I know a lot of you guys know that we lost my brother a while back, and so that's always difficult around the holiday times. And so there's that. But then you add to the fact that everything's crazy, and it can be really difficult to take a step back and focus on the things that you do have and things that you are grateful for. And, you know, like I said before, I think it's important to hold space for both of those things. But I want to encourage everybody to, like, you know, take a breath and try to focus either on your family or your friends or just the fact that you don't have to see anybody. But, okay, so if you're struggling, we hear you. We love you very much. It'll be over soon.
It'll all be over soon.
And that's something that you can be grateful for. But some of the things that I'm grateful for, I'm grateful for you guys. I'm grateful for our listeners. I'm grateful to everybody who is supporting this show. I tweeted this earlier today, but we don't check our stats or subscribers that often, but I did yesterday and it made me a little verklempt. If that's the Friends word. Friends is a topical thing to reference, right?
Friends the show?
Friends the show.
I don't think that's the Friends word.
Isn't it not? I thought it was from Friends.
It's from language,
did they invent
right?
it?
I don't think they invented it.
Is that an actual word? I've always thought it was a word that was created by Friends the show. Not like my friends, the Friends the show. So thank you. I'm grateful for all of you guys. I'm also grateful for my body. I mean, that's an obvious one, I guess. But, ooh, every time I'm out for a walk or like moving around, I'm like, wow, man, this is dope. Also, I'm grateful for the world that we still have. And I try to enjoy it as much as possible. And like, oh, cool. We've got trees. I hope this isn't rare. Fish. I'm grateful for fish that we still have.
I'm not grateful for fish.
You're not grateful
for
fish?
For string cheese incident.
I'm grateful for string cheese.
I was never a fish fan, but string cheese.
Okay. All right. What are you guys grateful for? Dave, you go first.
Jeez. I mean, I hate to copy you, but me and Tom Ryman about 2 years ago started our own podcast network, and we didn't know what was going to happen, and we ended up getting a whole lot of wonderful supporters who has been keeping us alive for several years now, and who has been, I don't know, formed a whole community. I've met a lot of them. They're lovely people. And I'm always thankful for that because, you know, there was a point where I was like, I don't know what I'm going to be doing. And we tried this and it worked. And I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah. The community is important. What you just said, like, that's what this is we've with a lack of other options, put something out there. And then you guys found it and followed us from Cracked. And it truly is a community that we all get support from and we learn from. And it blows me away.
It was huge. I'm also very thankful just getting to know my niece and nephew because they've been through, they've had some tough years and they've been through a lot of shit that kids shouldn't have to go through. And they're just the nicest, best people I've ever met. And they fill me with optimism.
Yeah.
Just from their optimism.
How old are they?
They're little, so they're dumb. And that's why they're still
dumb. They're wee and stupid. Sure.
No, they're like, one of them's, I think, 10. The other's, oh, man, like 6.
It's good ages, man.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. I mean, they're little shits, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, they're great. And then I'm going to check out when they're a teenager and then I'll see about them when they're adults.
That's the way to do it for sure.
Oh yeah.
The aunt to both a teenager and a toddler, I can attest the teenage years are rough.
Yeah. No, nothing they say matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And nothing you say matters to them.
That's true.
So I thought that being fun Aunt Katie would be a more pivotal role in his life, and it has not.
You can buy him beer.
I could buy him beer.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy him a Polaroid camera. No, Aiden does not need.
Do you think he's probably
Got it covered.
Yeah.
We don't need to get into that. That would diverge away from the gratitude list. Cody, what are you grateful for?
No comment. It's not really no comment. I don't know what to add because that was what I was going to talk about, you know.
Dave's
nephews? I mean, just in general, like everybody listening, everybody watching, everybody who supports the show, I'm constantly grateful for it. Because similarly, like, it was like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't, like, should I do this? Should I do this other thing? People kept emailing me and tweeting at me, like, do the show. If you do it, we'll do the Patreon. Do it. We'll do the show. That's my terrible impression of people. Mm. And so we did, and it was just overwhelming. The whole beginning was really overwhelming. How many people jumped at it and continued to, and it keeps growing. And like you said, like looking at subscribers on our channel and just like everybody, it's a really cool thing that we don't really stop and think about often enough.
Thank
you often enough. Obviously, we probably don't need a section on the podcast where every week we're talking about this, but it's a really amazing thing.
Also, real quick, grateful to be nominated for the Streamies. That was so exciting.
Yeah.
What an exciting year mixed up with all the bullshit.
Yeah. Also, fresh air and dogs and music.
Yep.
Also, Cody, I know something you've been very verbally grateful of lately, which is Star Wars.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to like undermine it. Like, I'm grateful for everybody listening.
No, that's
not Star Wars.
I wrote down like a list of movies I'm grateful for just in case. Yeah, it's just like, scraping the bottom of the barrel.
It's funny that you brought that up because I was going to say that.
I mean, I'll go ahead and say great TV. I'm grateful for that. So talk about Star Wars.
Well, I dropped off Star Wars it was, since I was like 8, it was like the thing that I loved the most in the world. It was my one true love. And like, you know, consumed all the books and just did like, it was a whole thing. I was a Star Wars kid. And then, you know, obviously other things happen and you do other things. And I, in terms of like being excited for Star Wars, that dropped off eventually, like you do, especially with these sequels where it's like, okay, that was a thing. And then we're, you know, all right, every year there's going to be a new thing and it's just like oversaturation and I'm kind of bored with the whole thing. But recently I've been playing the new PS4 game, which is a Star Wars game, which is amazing and has reignited my, like, why I like it.
Sure.
And also The Mandalorian is a great show.
Oh, that, I'm gonna, no spoilers, I haven't watched
it yet. I won't,
it yet.
But it's the kind of show where it's like, oh yeah, this is what everybody's wanted for years of like, no, just do it in the universe. Do a story, do a thing. So yeah, Star Wars is good. I like it. It's back. It's back, everybody.
It's back.
So we got to talk about some news. Before we get started on good news, though, real quick. Yesterday, Trump said, quote, "There are some people who want to change the name Thanksgiving. They don't want to use the name Thanksgiving. And that was true also with Christmas. But now everyone is using Christmas again." And I thought I'd throw this to you, Cody, because you have got some thoughts on this type of stuff.
Oh, I am. This time of year is weirdly exhausting for other reasons. It's Thanksgiving and Columbus Day, because every
Columbus Day, I know, I'm always just wiped out by Columbus Day.
I'm referring to this just discourse.
It just drains me financially and emotionally. Mm-hmm. You know, it's nonstop with the people and the parties. The Columbus Day parties.
Columbus Day starts earlier and earlier.
Earlier. And later and later. You have to get Columbus Day gifts for everybody.
It's like, what are we even doing?
I'm referring to the discourse.
Oh.
And how every year people point out, well, actually, if you like, you know, like historically, like this is what it was about. Here's what actually happened. And you sort of point out the blemishes on history. And then people are like, well, that's disgusting that you're saying that.
Yeah.
And there's just this constant.
How disrespectful.
Yeah. It's just like this weird, like, actually, Christopher Columbus was the best person in the world. And that, well, actually, he was like a murder guy who did some genocides.
And he accidentally
got
here.
Like, it's a conversation that will happen every single year, and nothing changes from anybody.
Yeah, we're doing this forever.
We're doing it forever, yeah. And the Thanksgiving is similar, where it's like, well, you know, if, pointing out anything is like an affront to everybody's sensibilities and like personally offends them.
Right.
And I think it's weirdly culminated in this dumb as fuck Trump quote.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, they're it's a war now. They want to abolish Thanksgiving. Well, no. We're just pointing out like this thing about it.
Everything. He'll take anything and capitalize on it as a way to like rile up his base and like other everybody else.
Yeah. And it's just like it's just this now this constant loop of either Christopher Columbus and like the pilgrims in general were the best people on the planet, or they were monsters and nothing they did was good.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's not exploring history. It's not being aware of history. It's just sort of you having an agenda with.
Yeah, you pick your side, and like it's even the when like Crowder or like Shapiro talk about it, they mention that like, well, actually, like some of the there was cannibalism. Okay.
Sure.
What? Okay.
There's a weird need
cannibalism from the Native Americans?
Yeah, but also
so
from,
they deserve to be
not exclusively Native Americans,
genocided.
There's evidence of cannibalism from anyway.
Well, but, humans taste great. They taste great. Everybody's doing
go.
It.
Like
yeah.
chicken.
It's a frustrating thing, and like even this year leading up to, it's like people are gonna say this.
Ready for this? And then of
things.
Course he said just the most beautiful example of it for everybody.
Yeah, and also he's only saying this because about 2 weeks ago, Fox News ran a segment about the war on Thanksgiving.
Okay, who is trying to rename Thanksgiving? I've never heard of this until Trump.
Yeah, that's the very first for me.
I've heard of people, pointing out the history.
I've got no problems with the name.
Yeah, the name is so removed. I mean, every holiday is ridiculously removed at this point. Columbus Day is an issue because it's celebrating a specific person.
Right. Who has issues.
Yeah, but Thanksgiving.
But like Thanksgiving, I think there's nothing wrong with understanding, questioning not the tradition, but like, look, using this as an opportunity to look at our history and to say, see the good and the bad. I have no idea what he's talking about changing the name. What would the name even be? What are people suggesting? Who's been telling the president we want to change the name of Thanksgiving to what?
Cuck Day.
Cuck Day?
Yeah.
To Genocide Day?
Something. Yeah. Ooh, oh, I hate
that's
them.
Catchy.
I hate the libs.
Anyway.
People are very fragile about the idea that their like great grandparents were dickheads.
Yeah.
And it's
like, it doesn't make. Yeah. Like, I mean, that their ancestors were bad.
The ancestors thing. Yes. I was going to say, like, there's that element of like, but no, mine were, they were perfect.
You yeah. know it's that I do not think anything that your ancestors did reflects on you unless you are hiding a KKK robe in your closet like the guy from Watchmen.
All right.
Yeah, if you guys, I'm not going to spoil it, but if you haven't seen Frozen 2, a big theme of that is a, well, no, it's about them discovering stuff about
KKK
their ancestors.
Robes.
No KKK robes, but it's about the concept of like, you're not the crimes of your ancestors.
Yeah.
And about like kind of monuments to atrocities. And at least that's what I took from it. Other people probably won't, but that's a theme in it. And I'm glad we're teaching kids that now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, those statues and these things, they're not you. You can get rid of them.
You don't have to protect them.
Yeah. Any sort of criticism of the past isn't an indictment of your present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know what? That's all good fodder for you to use around the dinner table on Thursday.
Yeah.
You are welcome. Now I think it's time for us to talk about a little bit of good news. Shall we? Let's do it. I get to make the calls here, so let's do it now. Let's talk about solar technology, shall we? You don't have to answer because I'm assuming the answer is yes. Look, like I said up top, the planet is not doing so hot right now. You know, koalas are being threatened with functional extinction. Real quick, they aren't functionally extinct. That was being spread around after these fires, but they are being threatened with it.
Mm. Right.
So they are in danger of becoming in that phase. Okay, so let's not spread fake news here.
Okay.
But that's happening. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're talking about positive things. So guess what? We're finally able to harness energy from the giant battery in the sky. Cody, you've been talking about this for years.
It's about time, folks.
It's about time, folks.
It's right there.
It's like the
first thing we ever noticed.
Yeah, it's the first thing we worshipped.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
it's been raining all day, and yet here, it's still there.
The
clouds part, and there she is, that giant battery. If you guys missed this piece of news, it's exciting. Apparently, Bill Gates has quietly been working on this through a little under-the-radar startup that he owns, and they recently had a huge breakthrough. Basically, they found a way to use mirrors and AI to focus sunlight and create a high enough temperature to produce heat and electricity. Very, very cool.
It's about damn time.
It's about damn time.
That's good.
Yeah.
I accept your good news.
I mean, honestly,
it's really good. I like that renewable energy is like, it's a competitive thing now, right?
Yeah, we're going to talk a bit about that more as we go through some of these stories. But yeah, it absolutely is.
Yeah, and there's going to be more and more things like this. Of like, oh yeah, we figured it out.
Yeah.
The thing that like we all know can happen.
This just has huge implications of what it can be used for. I mean, it'll take a long time before it can be used practically.
Right.
We've got a lot of different steps to do, but the fact that they were never able to, I think, conduct it, like do anything that can conduct things at that high of a temperature. I'm not a science gal. I don't know the exact terminology, but I think you guys understand what I'm saying. I'm going to give you guys a quote from this article. Industries like steel and cement use massive amounts of carbon-based fuels to produce the required temperatures their processes need. According to the U.S., EPA, steel and cement making are among the leading contributors to carbon-based pollution. Between them, they estimated produce 7 to 10% of global emissions, and that's where the promise of Heliogen's technology lie. Massive amounts of clean, carbon-free heat, and the best part is that sunlight is free. Once a business invests in the technology, it is virtually free to operate. I think that's incredibly exciting.
Yeah, we're harnessing the sun to forge steel like we're Thor.
Mm.
Like, oh.
That's exactly what they did. And again, it's really weird that it's taken us this long to look at the big burning ball in the sky and figure out how to use it properly. You'd think that'd be like the first thing.
Yeah, especially when you also look around at the ground and like, well, those things do it.
Right.
They figured it out.
They figured out how to do it.
I mean, it took them like millions
of
years.
We looked at the ground and we're like, let's dig deeper and see if there's any junk down there.
Right.
I still don't understand why we can't make water.
Right?
It's hydrogen to oxygen, guys. Right?
I mean, we can make liquids with our body, but it's not the same.
Somebody invent water.
Yeah. Just get your buddy hydrogen and get another one and then get an oxygen and right. just like make them.
And then pee it out.
Yeah.
Here's some more good environmental news. China is doing great on clean air. I guess they passed a really aggressive Clean Air Act back in 2014. And apparently their emissions have dropped 70% in the last 3 years. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's really huge.
They're kicking our asses at this stuff, not the human rights stuff.
No, not the human rights stuff. We're not talking about that today.
Sure.
We're avoiding that. Focus on the positive, guys. Here's another good quote. Air pollution is a global health crisis, and China's pollution problem is particularly severe. In 2017 alone, nearly 1 million deaths were attributed to pollution. 1 million. That's wild to me. And
1 million too many.
China's ultra low emissions policy targeted the sulfur dioxide, nitrous oxides, and particulate matter that have been driving the country's air pollution crisis. The policy set new stringent standards for coal-fired power plants, and it had an ambitious timeline. 71% of existing plants needed to meet the new standards by 2020. They're doing it, guys. They're making it happen.
Yeah.
And they aren't the only one. Apparently, 30 of the world's largest cities have also peaked their emissions. And a lot of them are American cities. Mm-hmm. So that's something to be proud of on this Thanksgiving holiday.
We're the best.
And grateful for. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is legit good news. And
I know. I don't have any other modes. I don't know how to react.
No, it is. It's nice that we're ignoring Trump and cities are just like, no, we're going to keep doing this.
Right.
Because yeah. I think what makes this all so positive is that it's the fact that greed and ego is also going naturally in the direction of renewable energy.
Right.
Well,
your Elon Musk is your Bill Gates that want to save the world. They want that. And then it's just good business to
yeah.
do it.
Also, yes. So that's what we're seeing by this, is that it's not only good for the world, but it's good for the economy. It's good for businesses. It's good for employment. Like if you have green energy initiatives that people,
yeah.
that's a way for green jobs. It's just that it's not only possible, but it's truly beneficial. It's thrilling, you know, and as you remember said Elon Musk, and that's another bit of good news. He embarrassed himself last week or this week with that truck. Did you guys see this?
I want the truck.
You want the truck.
You want that
weird land shark looking thing.
I can't deny it anymore. I want the stupid truck.
You
want
to drive it.
Yeah. I want to. I'll give Elon Musk one thing.
They're scary looking.
Yeah. Well, the safety aspects, someone pointed out that the fact that the windows break, isn't that a good thing? If you get trapped in your car, you don't want unbreakable windows.
Yeah.
There's no like windshield wipers on it. Like there's clearly things that are like,
well, also
need to be done before.
I think they didn't realize it, but like, it's also good because that's like it absorbs. That's what happens. It absorbs the shock.
It's what it's supposed to do.
But they didn't know that. So they
it was so funny.
It was very
funny. I'm grateful for that clip of him like just having the wind knocked out of his sails. It was very nice. And then him trying to pretend like it was fine, but still looking over his shoulder every minute.
Yeah.
And the way his engineer was like, out. Are you sure you want me to hit this window? Yes. And then he does. And it's
engineer is like, I'm pretty swole. You sure? All right.
And then just sauntering off stage like, you dick.
But
so beautiful.
The one thing I give Elon Musk is that he's like one of the only people who has looked at the movies of the 80s of Johnny Mnemonic and Time Cop and Back to the Future and been like, why aren't we doing that?
Yeah.
It's achievable.
Yeah.
We just have to design things differently, have some put our pockets inside out because
right,
they wear their pants
dumb
inside
future
out in the future
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, why aren't we doing the dumb future stuff? Why we can make it look like the future. We can be all Blade Runner. So I appreciate him designing a vehicle that looks like that.
Right. I mean, I would be terrified if I was by myself on a street, all of a sudden that thing came trundling up. It looks like a Transformer. I said land shark already.
Land shark.
You know what's probably not fun is getting struck by it.
Nope.
In one of those sharp ass corners.
Mm. Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of reasons
why
cars look the way they
do. Right. That sucks because getting hit by a car is actually pretty pleasant.
Sure.
So they would ruin that.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Elon.
I have kind of the opposite reaction aspect of it.
You do think it would be fun to get hit by that car?
Yes, yes. I don't agree with you completely on this. I'm sorry. Wow. No, the futuristic aspect, I think it, like, I appreciate it on that level, but at the same time, it's like, but cars are designed away on purpose. There's a reason that the movies were like, what if it's like this? And people who made things weren't like, we should do it like that.
Right.
And so it's like futuristic, where it's like, oh, it's
futuristic?
Like fake futuristic.
Cool.
And it's like creating this illusion of like this massive, like insane progress that isn't really there.
Oh, for sure. Nothing about my feelings on this is logic.
You just want to be a time cop.
Yes, I just want to be a time cop.
And that's why we appreciate having your slightly different opinion here. Hey, guys, we got to take a quick break for some ads, but then we're going to be back for even more good news. Hey, are you excited about certain aspects of the world improving just slightly? Do you find yourself with free time that you used to save up for dread? Well, if so, check out Skillshare, an online learning community of already millions of students enjoying thousands of classes covering dozens of topics like marketing, photography, video editing, photo editing, productivity. It's easy, and it's easy to use for 2 months for free. It's easy to use and for 2 months free.
Wait, is this some kind of deal?
Yep.
Did you learn this from a marketing class on Skillshare?
No, I didn't learn about the concept of discounts on Skillshare.
But you could.
Sure, I could.
Okay, good. Continue with what you were saying.
All I'm saying is get 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free by signing up at Skillshare.com/news. You can say it too.
2 months free at Skillshare.com/news. Now both of us.
Skillshare.com/news.
Hi. On this show, we often talk about the importance of mental health. Whether it be about depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBTQ issues, grief, self-esteem, all issues the counselors at BetterHelp are specialized in. BetterHelp being a thing that is bringing even more news to you.
If you feel like something's getting in the way of your goals, happiness, or just your ability to get out of bed in the morning, BetterHelp can help by connecting you with professional counselors in a safe, private, confidential online environment. The best kind of online environments. You can do video chats, chat rooms, texting, or even a phone call.
Counseling is good and helpful. And if you're struggling to afford therapy, BetterHelp could be for you. If you don't like your BetterHelp counselor, you can get a new one from BetterHelp's 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists. It's affordable. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. And even more news listeners, that's you, get 10% off your first month with discount code EVENMORE.
We're all human. We all have problems. We all struggle with the holidays, and getting help for those problems is equally human. So be comfortable being a human and start chatting with someone within 24 hours by going to betterhelp.com/evenmore and filling out a simple questionnaire so they can find you a suitable counselor.
Can I say it?
Yep.
Betterhelp.com/evenmore.
That's right. And we're back for even more good news, as promised. Let's talk about this animal cruelty law.
This is something I think you've probably seen, that this headline.
Yeah.
President Trump signs animal cruelty bill into law, making it a federal felony. And this happens sometimes where the simplest, like, most logical thing, you're like, oh, yeah, of course that should be a law.
Yeah.
Describe the law.
It's a bill preventing animal cruelty and torture.
Great.
Which is great. It's got bipartisan approval because, of course, it does.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that seems like a slam dunk.
Yeah, it seems like a slam dunk. But
always a but, isn't there?
Well, it's a bill about animal crushing videos.
Yeah.
And like it's
so oddly specific.
Yeah. So there was already a law about animal crushing videos, and this expands on it.
I remember a few years ago there was like the crush porn scare. Which it's not that it wasn't a thing, but it was just like, it's such a devastating thing that everybody's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Right.
What, people are doing this?
For views?
Yeah.
I've never heard about
it. I've
this.
Never heard of it either, but it's just like,
that's good. That's
good. It's good. Not the videos, but not knowing about the videos is good. So it's like, like this weird like fetish thing. And it involves like crushing animals. Some of the bill does call out burning and other types.
Jesus.
Like when they define crushing.
This is depressing.
Yeah, it's depressing. Oh, yeah. It's not really an animal cruelty bill. It's an animal crushing
video. But they're using it. They're spinning it like
thing.
An animal cruelty
bill.
So your normal run-of-the-mill animal cruelty is still good.
I don't think so.
Good.
I didn't mean to say that. I meant that's
I
not
I
hasn't
agree
done
with
anything different to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just like, it's one of those things where like, oh, Trump is doing these great things. This is such an easy thing to sign.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like, we're now required to like give him a little credit for like stamping his name on everything that's like slopped up on his desk.
This is like, it's a neutral thing. It's like when he brought up the hero dog. I saw people trying to demonize that moment too, of like, Trump doesn't go near the dog. And it's like, I don't care, man.
I saw that too.
Yeah, it's like, maybe the guy doesn't like dogs. I know people who are scared of dogs. It's fine.
I saw someone say, it's like a really popular thing where it's like, this is terrifying to watch.
Yeah.
Like, literally using the word terrifying. And it's like, some people are afraid of dogs.
Yeah, and right. President stuff. It's just like, he's fine.
And like,
you know?
Yeah, and like he's
but
he's,
okay.
He's,
well,
he's,
not in general.
Yeah. But like, I mean, he sucks. He talks about blanking blank like a dog all the time. So he's got a thing with dogs, obviously.
Yeah,
and I don't think I think he.
He doesn't seem to hold them in high regard.
I don't think he likes animals.
Despite what he said about that hero dog.
Yeah. He, I mean, he said also some silly things about the dog too.
Sure.
Right. But it's at least, it's him doing the standard president stuff. He's still not doing it great, I guess. But it's like, yeah, we got to praise the dog. You can't snuff the dog. This is as good as he can do.
Right. He's like, all right, got no, through it.
We'll take what we can get.
Giving him praise, but like,
yeah, it's like, and even, I mean, he did better with the dog than the pardoning the turkey and then turning it into like a thing where he's like, but they're getting subpoenas for the witch hunt or whatever he said.
Yeah.
Dumb dog shit.
Also, didn't this easy slam dunk that had bipartisan support, didn't it take like 10 months?
It took a long time.
Mm.
It took 10 months.
That's wild.
And that's the other thing where it's like, easy thing for everyone to get on board with. Of course, the president's going to sign it. He's not going to want to have a headline that says president denies animal cruelty. Like, you know,
right.
But it took 10 months.
Yeah, the easiest thing to pass.
The easiest thing to
that
pass.
That nobody was blocking this, you know?
Everybody's right, right. Just, right, it's not it's even just, like there weren't even obstacles.
Yeah, this is just the regular bureaucracy of passing something with unanimous support.
Right. And like that's also by design because you don't want just to like toss a bunch of laws out like very quickly. But at the same time, maybe it shouldn't take 10 months to pass a cruelty bill.
Ran on our parade here, but we're drifting away from the positive news focus.
That's true.
It's hard. It's hard. You know what? I'm just going to use this as a reminder that in these chaotic times, you have to work towards keeping a positive mindset. You have to. There's a mindfulness in focusing on the positivity in the world.
Good. It's good times.
It's Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving,
and we're gonna have fun.
We're gonna
while we
fun,
go.
Yeah.
And we're gonna laugh.
And we're gonna be grateful for this bill. For this animal cruelty bill as we go and eat animals that we've killed.
Animals that are bred to be so big that they can't naturally have sex.
Yes.
Yep.
Turkeys can't have sex.
Did you learn that on the episode of Creature Feature I was just on?
No.
Yeah. I was just on the turkey episode.
Nice.
And we
very
talked
nice.
About that.
There's gobble, some, gobble.
It's some real dystopian gobble. Shit them turkeys are going through.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
Moment of silence for turkeys.
Yeah. But
should
at least
be noticed
you just blew right through it.
Well, I wanted to point out there are some turkeys who have it good, too. The ones that are bred to be weird, fluffy pets.
Oh, so they like that turkey in the White House?
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, God.
We're keeping it light. We're keeping it light.
We're keeping it light. He did pardon. I do think it's funny that he pardoned the turkeys.
Like the war criminals.
And did his jokes, like the war criminals, yeah. But did his jokes about, like, the subpoenas, and, like, they're doing, and, like, making light of his crimes. The first turkey pardon was done by Reagan, and it was as a joke to deflect a question about whether or not he was going to pardon Oliver North for his crimes.
How beautiful.
That so turkey like, got a freebie right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Thank goodness for that. So I just think it's funny.
More good news. This time it's some positive LGBTQ news. Guys, Kansas City and Columbia, Missouri are the latest cities to ban gay conversion therapy.
Woo-hoo.
Honestly, it's shocking that it still exists. Mm-hmm. I can't believe we're still in this process of banning it. But today we're focusing on positive, right? This is a good step forward. They're joining other places such as Colorado, Maine, and Massachusetts. In fact, there are now up to 18 states and 61 countries that have enacted this. Very cool.
Yeah, let's keep it going.
Let's keep it going. Yeah. If you are in a city that isn't one of those, maybe you can put your energy into that.
Take 10 months to...
Yep.
It'll take forever.
Yeah,
it'll take longer than that. And in more positive LGBTQ news, Tinder, will now support trans women on their app with new protocols. I guess in the past, there's been a lot of problems because trans women would get reported and have their accounts immediately deactivated when people came across them and didn't like that it was a trans woman, you know, and they would receive too many transphobic complaints. But now Tinder is taking steps to protect these users, particularly trans women who may be targeted for complaints and harassment. Quote, to address these abuses of the Tinder complaint feature, the company is going to start redirecting these types of reports to our escalations team. This senior team will work to ensure that accrued complaints will no longer result in a banned profile. Rather, users will be notified which community guideline they've allegedly violated. If they did indeed violate community guidelines, if no guidelines have been violated, however, the platform will ensure that trans users will not be banned as a result of transphobic reports or complaints. And like, look, OK, I know it can be easy to dismiss these stories that we just did. It feels like these aren't enough. Like these are small sounding stories, but they're steps in the right direction. I mean, banning gay conversion therapy is not a small story, but well, there's just so much more work to do.
Yeah, the conversion therapy, it's like a step out of the darkness. Like, we're still not going towards the light as much. It's like we have to, like, get rid of the stuff that's just really messed up.
And, like, a lot of the leftover stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just, I just think it's important to acknowledge and celebrate all of the good things that have been happening, as we know in our hearts that we have to keep fighting for more changes. And it also just means, it shows me that the world is changing. Certainly there's lots of bad stuff that's happening, but there are people inherently, we're progressing.
We're going in the right direction.
We are moving culturally on whole at large. We are moving in the right direction. And I think that that's something that we should all be very grateful for.
Yeah. A lot of what we're seeing with, like, this administration and a lot of the movements that we're seeing that have bubbled up are kind of like the last gasp.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And
dying gasps.
Yeah, we see that in how they're looting the country. They see it in all, like, they're desperate, talking about how they want to change Thanksgiving to a different name. Like, that's, right. It's just desperation.
Here's some more good news. Last week, the House Judiciary Committee approved a bill that legalizes marijuana on the federal level, removing it from Schedule 1 of the Controlled Substances Act. Fuck yeah. About time, baby.
We're going to be doing so much weed.
So much weed. I already do. I mean,
going to be on weed, finally.
Not to be a downer. Obviously, Republican members say that the bill goes too far and that it's unlikely to be taken up in the GOP-controlled Senate, which, okay, obviously. Yeah. And that sucks. But it's another reason why the 2020 election is so important. And I just want to take a quick moment to say we focus a lot on the presidential election, which is obviously, like,
it's pretty big,
pretty huge. But this is a reminder that we also need to focus on Senate races, also really big. We remember what it was like with Obama, you know, and other times in history. And if we get a president Bernie Sanders or a president Elizabeth Warren, we want them to be able to do shit. So I know personally that's a goal for mine in 2020 is to start talking a lot more about Senate races on here and people that we should be supporting. And I think that's just as important, if not more important, than the presidential.
Oh, for sure.
In terms of places for us to put our energy.
They're a real problem. Like, it's what everybody says. Trump is a symptom, you know, because it's the people like Mitch McConnell, who is up for re-election.
Mm. Let's kick his ass out. Yeah. He's got a low approval rating.
Everybody hates him. Keeps getting elected.
I bet he's smelly. I bet he's the smelly guy.
Of course he's smelly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a smelly kid.
And his skin is, like, hard and crusty with oozing sores. That's where a lot of the smells come from. This is real news that I'm talking about right now.
Also, a lot of smelly kids, I think it was like a poverty issue, so I don't want to.
That's true.
Well,
he probably smells delightful.
Yeah,
he probably
smells real great.
He probably smells like caramel. Well,
I just think he smells not because he's poor, but because his soul is rotten.
Right.
So I wasn't making a poor joke.
Oh, I know. Just talking about the smelly kids in school.
Smell, and it's fine, but we don't like him. So, I mean, I just think that that's a really, if we're looking for something to focus on, that's a positive use of our energy. That's a good one. Yeah.
And also trying to smell Mitch McConnell. Someone get out there.
Get out there and do the work. Do the important work.
Let us know.
Also, really quick, I wanted to share this little piece of kind of good news. Pretty good news, I think. I don't know. We're going to talk about it. Twitter will start removing inactive accounts and free up usernames in December. So if there's a username that you've been coveting that belongs to someone who does not use their account, get on it. You can't have mine at Katie Stoll, though that shit's taken. I think there are some negatives to this. For example, the purge does not affect bot accounts. So cool. And unfortunately, it will probably affect profiles of those who are deceased, as Twitter currently has no way of setting up in memoriam accounts. And I think that sucks. That might be hard for
also,
people.
They have a way to do it.
They have a way to do
like,
it.
Yeah. Like all these things, like, no, you could do it really easily and assess which are inactive and why that is. Like,
yeah. I mean, we can do it on Facebook.
Yeah.
I just say that because I'm glad that my brother's Facebook page still exists.
Right. Well, right. You know? Like that's something you want to preserve, and not just because like, okay, well now somebody can get their name. Like earlier today, Harris Whittle's sister logged into his Twitter account and was like, hey, this sucks. This is his sister and I'm tweeting from this account.
I'm glad.
So that they don't delete it. And just stuff like that where Twitter has a real problem in many ways. But when they like when banning accounts, when doing anything that's like, we're going to do this to accounts, it's often a blanket thing.
Yeah.
They don't do a lot of...
There's no nuance.
There's no like human oversight. It's largely algorithm based. It's just, we're getting rid of the inactive accounts. And they don't need to do that.
Yeah.
I think they don't want to be, and I think this might be social media in general, as precious to us as it is. Or maybe they didn't anticipate it. How much it kind of matters to us, these things. And it does matter. I'm sure like certain celebrities, their accounts will remain after they die just because they're big. But yeah, for people who are just...
Yeah, I wanted to see like their people. Yeah. Like I don't want that person's feed to go away.
But to bring it back to the positive, again, if there is an account you have been coveting that has not been used, it will probably be freed up.
I know people who are very excited about this because
I'm happy for them.
Yeah, because there is the good version of this is people who, got a Twitter account and then just never freaking tweeted forever.
Yeah.
And have just been holding on to that account like a dragon.
Because they don't even know their login and they don't.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They haven't even thought to try to get in there and delete it.
I got my eye on one.
Nice.
It's similar to my name.
Don't say it though, because.
I'm not going to say it.
There's going to be some weirdos out there, right? Just grabbing as many as possible. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. That's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Because as those become valuable, they do it on Instagram. There's this whole thing. I heard a story on Reply All, I believe, of people hacking into Instagram accounts and changing the settings so that they can take the name and sell them because they're desirable in some capacity. It's a whole industry. Cool. Positive things, though. Let's wrap up by sharing. You know lots about movies. The holiday weekend. Perfect. For movies.
Perfect for movies.
And TV. What should people watch? You've already mentioned Frozen 2.
Yeah, Frozen 2 was really fun. Knives Out is coming out. I haven't actually
Which one's
that?
That.
It's Rian Johnson. Right?
Yeah, it's Rian Johnson murder mystery.
Cool.
It's one thing
Is it
that
TV
I,
show?
No, it's a movie.
Oh, okay.
It's got Jamie Lee Curtis in there. Chris Evans.
Cool.
And like a bunch of other people who are very famous.
Yeah.
That we don't have enough good whodunit murder mysteries.
Oh.
No.
There's like Clue. There's Gosford Park. Murder on the Orient Express.
And those are all old.
Yeah. Well, there's the new Murder on the Orient Express. But yeah, it's very rare they come along, and they're hard to make good, and so I've heard very good things about.
Well,
this.
That's exciting.
People, the trailer didn't do much for me, but I'm excited for it.
Yeah,
I'm excited for the Mr. Rogers movie, which I'm hearing great things about.
I want to see that.
So that would be. I'm not sure if it's out this weekend, but that would be a good one to check out.
That's a good Thanksgiving.
And if you want something depressing, Honey Boy was incredible, and so was Marriage Story.
I would also suggest The Nightingale, which is also very depressing, but it's the director of The Babadook.
Okay.
If you haven't seen The Babadook, it's a wonderful film, and she's been sort of, I've been waiting for her to make another film, and this is, it's like a kind of a revenge story. It's, I don't want to talk too much on it. It's very good, but it's pretty darn dark.
Okay. Those are all great options. And if you don't want to leave the house, if you can't leave the house, mm-hmm. snowy, yeah. you just want to sit on your couch, incredible TV. We've already mentioned The Mandalorian, which I'm going to get a Disney Plus account so that I can start watching. That. Well, I'm going to.
All right. I might too.
Don't do it.
I'm trying not to.
Don't yeah. do it.
I'm going to tell you what I like. I like sitting on my couch with my snacks and my dog and looking at the piece of art that's been created on my TV that was designed to play it.
Yeah,
I like to kick my shoes off and put my feet up. Have a beverage while I do it. And I don't want to risk spilling a beverage on a computer. I've done that in the past. I'm not going
to TV, so it's on your TV.
Do it again. That's I can't bear with it.
Okay.
My setup is specifically that's really annoying whenever I have to plug something new in.
Also, that's not what I do. It's
not what he does.
All legal.
He watched it at a friend's house. The other show, I don't know if you guys have seen The End of the Fucking World. But
I have not.
You should. It's quick. The episodes are short. It's dark. It's funny. The first season is really good. The second season is really good. So I think that would be a really cool show to watch this weekend.
The Psychopath Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I'll have to check that out.
And again, the episodes are short. Those Brits, no good comedy.
Yeah.
But it's also sincere and sweet. And the second season is really, really fantastic. What else have I been watching?
I will always
The Crown season two. Ooh, Olivia Colman, I love her so much. She's so good.
I was gonna say The Crown season two.
You are not.
I was not.
You haven't seen The Crown seasons one. It's not the season two. It's season three.
Ah,
damn.
I was gonna say
Crown season two was great too, but
okay.
It's no season three.
You guys are not on my same wavelength right now.
No, I've been eyeballing The Crown. I didn't know anything about it. Is that one Gillian Anderson is in?
No. Oh, what's is she? I don't remember. No. Claire Foy.
Gillian Anderson
is in some good stuff. The one with Jamie Dorn, okay. I believe. There's so much good TV, guys. I'm so grateful for TV.
I blew through.
She is in The Crown.
She is?
Yeah, she plays Margaret Thatcher, right?
She plays Margaret Thatcher, yeah.
Oh, are we on season four, not season three?
Good Oof. News.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. The new season is what I'm talking about. And if she's playing Margaret Thatcher, I have not seen her yet. Anyway.
I blew through Succession. I blew through The Handmaid's Tale. And I blew through Annabelle. None of which are particularly fun shows, but they're very good.
Yeah. Oh, I will suggest The Politician. I don't stand by it. I have some issues with it, but it's definitely fun. And the first few episodes, I was really delighted by. I think it's worth watching. If you're looking for something that's just kind of fun and you know, heartfelt too at times and dealing with issues, but I don't necessarily think they stuck the landing, but I would like more people to watch it so that we can talk about it.
Okay.
The Good Place should be recommended. I assume people already watch it because it's on like season four and it's relatively popular, but this is the Good News episode.
Yep.
And it's light,
it's on Netflix.
And it's nice, and it's on Netflix. And it's good. And I was actually, it seemed like it was winding down to the point where there were two episodes left.
Mm-hmm. And there's more
numbering of them. And the most recent episode ended, and I was like, wow, one left. They're actually taking a break, and they're coming back with like five.
I think. I have a lot of catching up to do on that.
A couple more fun ones in case people haven't seen it. I was just looking at 2019 and what movies have come out and ones that stood out. If you haven't seen Booksmart yet.
Oh, so good.
It's so good. Don't watch it with family. Unless your family's cool. Parasite. If you haven't seen Parasite.
Oh my God. Yes.
Ready or Not. If you haven't seen Ready or Not,
I've not
yet,
seen
it's
that.
Really good. That's more of a horror. Well, it's not, it's a horror comedy. Velvet Great. Buzzsaw, if you haven't seen that yet.
What's that about?
It's about art that kills people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Comes alive and kills people. Under the Silver Lake, which is the director of It Follows follow-up film, it's very weird. If you like weird, you would like that film. And finally, I have to recommend the Matthew McConaughey Anne Hathaway film Serenity.
What?
Which is a bad movie.
Did that?
People should watch
came
it.
Out, that came out this year?
Year.
What?
Feels like it came out in the early 2000s.
That sounds like a, yeah, early 2000s, late 90s kind of thing.
Yeah, it is objectively the craziest film I've seen this year. I'm not going to say it's good. I'm just saying that if you like seen something that's going to really shock you, in okay. the sense of I'm not sure why this became a movie, Serenity.
Have you seen the have you seen the Robert Pattinson mermaid fucking
the
film?
Lighthouse? I'm so excited for that. I haven't gotten a chance.
I am excited to see that as well. So look, I think we've suggested something for literally everybody. If you're stuck at home, if you're not stuck at home, if you're with people, if you're alone, go through these recommendations. Dave is the expert. He's got the best taste of anybody in the world. That is a proven fact, and you should listen to his suggestions.
You should watch Serenity because I have the best taste.
You told us it was ridiculous and bad.
Yes.
A thing about many of Dave's recommendations for movies, if you're like, is it good? It's a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Because there's an element of like, you don't even just like bad movies.
I'll go
For being bad?
Right.
It's like, no, it's just bad.
Right. I like a good mediocre film. I watched Basic Instinct last night. That movie is bonkers. I didn't realize it.
I don't remember that at all.
It's like Michael Douglas is real sexy in it. And he's also a maniac.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How I like him.
It's a Paul Verhoeven film, which I forget. So it's that where it's like, this is kind of weird.
Right.
It's a very sexy thriller with Michael Douglas. A lot of Michael Douglas.
And if that's your bag, baby.
Thrillers again, right?
Of course.
Or like steamy thrillers, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. And courtroom dramas, you know.
Love a courtroom drama.
Oh, yeah.
Briefs.
I wanted to be a lawyer when I was little, but I realized I wanted to be an actor who plays a lawyer in a courtroom drama.
It's easier. It's better. You get to make cooler points.
I'd say it's harder in a different way.
Sure. Yeah.
Serenity.
All right, guys, I think that's it for today. I hope you have a really great Thanksgiving. And I mean that, I'm not just saying it. And also, I want you to know that we love you very much and we're grateful for you.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble.